All right, time again for trivia. It seems like it rolls around every 2 hours or so, but it's actually once every day.
Yeah,
Mr. Kiger.
Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Exercises his brain.
Yeah, pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, it's good. Good. Mowed grass and
yeah, me too.
Had some social gatherings to attend.
Yeah. Well, you normally do.
Well, it's nice to have some place where the lights are on and the door is open and a smiling face welcomes you onto the porch.
Yeah, I asked you yesterday what's Freddie's middle name. His middle name is Wagoner, but it could very well be social gatherings.
Well, you're a kind. And that's a W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R.
Yeah.
As opposed to my dentists, Joel and Andrew, W-A-G-O-N-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who are close by.
Well, I didn't want to get you confused with your dentists.
No. Yeah, you know what? I'm not a big dentist. I had some lousy experiences when I was a kid, but yeah. They're pretty good over there. They're very good over there.
Yeah.
They talk me down, man.
They sedate you.
No.
Probably.
No, but they're good.
That's good. That's important.
Yes, it is. A gentle touch.
Well, I don't want to explore that any further, but do you have a question for today?
Well, thank you very much. Oh, I'm going to give a shout-out to the East Chapel Hill Rotary softball team.
Oh, yeah?
Won the championship.
Doing it again.
That was amazing, man.
My goodness.
Yeah. Had a very worthy opponent, the Fuzzy Ducks.
Uh-huh.
And were able, East Chapel Hill, to run the table.
And
win the Chapel Hill Recreation Softball Championship.
And you're at third base now, right?
I'm at third, yeah.
The next used to be at shortstop.
Well, I was at shortstop for years, play third now, but the next position at some point will be parking lot. Today we're doing weddings.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, in fact, one of my teammates just got married Saturday a week ago.
Yeah.
Derek DePriest. Do you remember him? Baseball pitcher for North Carolina and a punter for the Carolina football team.
Yeah, I do. So, hey, you know, this is they say that June is the month for weddings.
That's why I put that in here.
Today's the last day of June.
So, exactly.
Hey, yeah. I'm interested.
Unbelievably, there is method to the madness.
It's amazing the chemistry we have.
Without a net.
On the same mind.
The same
wavelength.
Whatever.
Which is really scary.
Yeah. Weddings.
Yes.
Who is the only U.S. president who got married in the White House?
Oh, he got married while he was in office.
Yeah, while he was not only in office, but in the White House.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who's the only U.S. president who got married in the White House? I know, a little bit of a toughie, but we had two easier ones with the board games on Thursday and Friday of last week.
Yeah.
So you got to dig in a little bit. Get those synapses firing.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off, a one-hour massage valued at $110, available today for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off a one-hour massage from Integrated Body Work, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, you're asking which is the only president of the United States to ever get married in the White House.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Can you give a shot? I'll give you a clue. It's kind of a long clue or a tough clue, roundabout clue.
Okay.
The baby born to this marriage was named Ruth, from which we get the name Baby Ruth Candy Bars.
Oh, well, it must have been like Teddy Roosevelt.
You're in that time frame a little earlier, back in the 19th century.
I don't know.
Grover
Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
He was I think he was in his late 40s. Married 21-year-old Frances Folsom.
Wow.
A 27-year-old difference. So, yeah, 48.
My goodness.
They married June the 2nd, as you were mentioning, the month for marriages.
Yep.
June the 2nd, 1886, and they had 5 children.
So
strong like bull.
Grover Cleveland was 48 years old.
She was 21.
She was 21. Can you imagine the scandal that caused?
There were those who were.
There were those detractors, I'm sure.
There were those who said things.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, they were happily married.
Mm-hmm.
They had 5 great kids.
Worked out well.
It worked.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. Especially him. but she married the President of the United States.
Well, yeah.
Kind of cool on that side, too.
I mean, getting married in the White House. You know?
Well, hey, thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome.
A little bit of history.
And I'll see you tomorrow for
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
You got it.